Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It was supposed to be the year of recovery, but somehow 2010 is going out a lot like it came in, with high unemployment rates, a steady stream of foreclosures, and plenty of economic uncertainty. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch is here with us now to give us a sense of what we could at least hope 2011 will bring. Kurt, thanks a lot for coming in.
Sure thing, Bob.
I'm not sure how many countless times I've said those words over and over in the past 12 months. Unemployment and foreclosures. And I'm wondering how often you think I'll be saying those words next year.
Well, it's good you've got them down, because you will be saying them over and over again. First, let's talk housing. A stable market is going to help us get past all those foreclosures. But unfortunately, it's going to be months before we can really get past the vacuum that was left behind by the federal homebuyer tax credit we had this year. Back in April, people like Brian Ashley from Boston were getting $8,000 to buy a home. I interviewed him right after he bought a house in Jamaica Plain.
The market seemed really hot. You know, we hear about the slow housing market, but this area, every time we saw a place that we kind of thought, that might be kind of nice, and bam, it was gone.
Of course, we all know what happened after the free money was gone. Bam, the buyers were gone.
But didn't it make a difference, the tax credit? I mean, after all, Massachusetts housing prices have gone up this year.
The tax credit definitely stabilized prices. Just as an example, Boston area housing prices have actually gone up this year when many metro areas around the country are still falling. But you can't say the housing market is really re-energized like everyone hoped it would be. It's been really, really slow.
Well, one of the reasons, of course, is that many people are out of work, and obviously they're not plunking money down for a house if they don't have the money coming in. The Massachusetts unemployment rate is 8.2%. Can we expect that number to drop in 2011? And if so, by how much, you think, Kurt?
Well, it's not going to drop much very fast, at least for the first part of the year. Remember, earlier this year, the state was adding a relatively high number of jobs, you know, some months tens of thousands of jobs per month, but that pace has slowed way down. Local economists think the job growth will be weak through the spring, and then it'll start picking up more in the summer. By the end of the year, they're estimating that the unemployment rate is going to be in the 7 somewhere. Conservatively, they think it's going to be 7.7%, but they think it's more likely it's going to be lower than that than higher than that.
Well, that could be good news eventually, but it's not necessarily very encouraging news for the hundreds of thousands who are out of work right now in the Commonwealth, including the growing number of long-term unemployed.
Yeah, I talked with one of those folks recently. Tom Lewis lives in Pittsfield, and he lost his job in marketing in a small business. But he's kind of typical for the squeeze that many people are in right now. You know, there might be work for him here in the Boston area or other parts of the country, but he's kind of stuck. His wife works, they own a house, their kids are in school. So unemployment benefits were helping him make ends meet, he says.
Kind of, you feel like you're on an island, you know, to a certain extent. I can't leave. I'm stuck here because there's, you know, the coconut tree that drops coconuts, and I can sustain myself on this. And yeah, there might be something on the horizon that I can see on clear days, but it's never convincing enough.
Lewis was really relieved this month when Congress extended unemployment benefits for another 13 months because his had expired. So his coconut supply, so to speak, those unemployment checks are going to keep coming, even though you can tell he's trying to put the best face on the situation.
Yeah, coconut milk, which is good for you. I mean, that's what all the stars are. That's what their diets revolve around, that. So lean and mean in 2011.
You know, you can tell there's a little comic relief there. But when you're talking about a 13-month extension of unemployment benefits, I have to wonder and maybe fear if we're going to be having this same conversation a year from now.
Well, here's why we shouldn't. Consumer spending, a big part of the state's economy, is up. And if you think about it, people are spending more on holiday shopping this year than last year, even though tons of people are still out of work. The sales taxes that the state collects have been going up faster than expected, and Massachusetts corporations have generally been really profitable this year. They cut costs, they've got money in the bank. When they decide they want to hire and invest, they really could. So everything really points to a continued recovery. It's just that, you know, people are sort of, you know, waiting at a green light, but nobody's, you know, going first. And that's going to take time. But I think at this time next year, 2012 should be looking tons better, and the tone of this conversation should be much more confidently positive.
Well, I think we all hope that's the case. WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nikisch, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.